Morning Edition continues. Along with Kevin Willis, I'm Lisa Autry for WKU Public Radio. A week after a student opened fire at Marshall County High School, killing two students and injuring more than a dozen others, media have a judgment call to make. Should we name the accused? While the state's largest newspaper printed the teen's name this week, WKU Public Radio has chosen not to name the alleged gunman until his identity is released through the proper authorities. According to state police, the 15-year-old's identity will not be made public as long as the charges against him are in juvenile court. Amanda Crawford teaches media ethics at Western Kentucky University. We ask her if the public's right to know about those committing felony crimes outweighs a juvenile's right to privacy.
I don't think so. We certainly have a right to know that this shooting happened. We have a right to know all the public documents and the information that will come out about this case in court. I don't know that the issue is about protecting the juvenile's right to privacy. Instead, as journalists, we are charged with protecting the vulnerable in our society. And we operate under ethical frameworks that should transcend individual stories. In this case, we have a 15-year-old suspect who, as of yet, has not been charged as an adult. And in our court system, people are innocent until proven guilty. And that's really hard to think about in a case like this where people believe they know exactly what happened and exactly who did it.
The gunman's identity is really an open secret, especially in Marshall County. But others wanting to know who the suspected shooter is, all they have to do is go online. The information is out there. With that being said, does that change anything?
No, I don't think that information being out there releases us from our ethical duty. And I do believe, again, that we establish our ethical frameworks to last across multiple stories and not a particular one. People in the town obviously know who this boy is. They know who his family is. They know probably a lot of things about him. And we can report that story without putting his name out there for the entire world to see. It looks like they plan to charge this kid as an adult. When that officially happens, that will change the scenario.
If you look back 20 years ago to the Heath High School shooting in Paducah, that was before the explosion of social media. What role does the internet now play in these types of newsroom decisions?
Well, I think, like you said, it's out there, right? As journalists, we hold ourselves to a different standard than someone who's just posting on Facebook or on their blog. I do think that what was happening, I think you said 97, the same pressures exist. And there is a pressure among journalists to be first, right? To be the first person to figure out who this person was. That pressure to be first has only increased with the internet. It's one of the reasons this story is being covered around the world.
We've learned the alleged shooter's mother worked in the local media in Marshall County. She arrived on the scene in her official capacity, but also as a mother, only to find out that her son was the suspected shooter. The Courier-Journal spoke with one of her coworkers who confirmed that her son was indeed the person charged in the killings. Did finding this out and releasing his name publicly, did that really change the story?
I think that that story was really compelling. It's obvious why the Courier-Journal ran with it when they got that story. And that story went into a lot of more details about his family, about allegations against his father, about his parents' divorce. And I think the story was aimed at answering that question that we all have when something terrible like this happens, which is why. But I don't think that story required his name to be used to be told.
Amanda Crawford is an assistant professor of journalism at Western Kentucky University. Thanks for your time.
You're welcome. Thank you.
For WKU Public Radio, I'm Lisa Autry.